Challenger and his fellow bald eagles may be flying high these days, but another big bird, the North American condor, is still in serious trouble. The condor is on the endangered list even after 20 years of captive breeding.
One of the threats, researchers say, is hunting. But hunters aren't shooting condors. They're shooting the critters that condors eat, and those carcasses are riddled with lead-based bullets, which poison the birds. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports.
It's approaching midnight here at the Condor Rehabilitation Site atop the spectacular Vermilion Cliffs. Chris Parrish is director of the rehab program. He's trying to lure the birds in so he can test for lead levels in their blood. To do that, Parrish and his research crew ride ATVs hauling trailers toward the edge of the cliffs. Stars and tiny headlamps light the way. At the pitch-black edge, Parrish and the others unload 8 frozen calves, all stillborn and curled in the fetal position.
So here's one that was put out 3 days ago. Just cut that one off and haul the remains out. No problem. Put a fresh one on. You can sometimes catch a breeze that carries the sound, and you can hear them ripping the carcass apart, and you can hear them. It's just amazing.
The calf drops are made under cover of night so the condors won't connect their next day's breakfast with humans. Parrish says the feedings will continue as long as young birds are being released in the area or until all hunters switch to lead-free bullets, something Parrish feels is unlikely without the support of large hunting organizations like the National Rifle Association. Ashley Varner is a spokeswoman for the NRA.
We can't say that, you know, we're going to support lead bans because we're still waiting on the scientific evidence, as is a large part of the hunting community. The metallic lead used in ammunition is not dangerous to individuals or animal populations.
Not so, says Gary Langham, director of bird conservation for California's Audubon Society.
There's no such thing as good lead in any biological system. At much lower levels of lead in the blood for humans, we would be extremely concerned. You know, if a fraction of this were happening in our children, we would be taking them to the emergency room.
Extensive studies have been done on lead poisoning in condors by both the Arizona Game and Fish Department and the University of California at Santa Cruz. Those studies are supported by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the nation's highest authority on wildlife. Jesse Grantham is condor coordinator for the agency. He says the evidence is conclusive that lead poisoning from spent ammunition is the leading cause of death in condors.
I would be most interested in seeing studies that suggest that that's not the case. This is really about lead ammunition. It's not so much about hunting as it is about getting a toxin out of the environment.
Hunter Matt Niermeyer has just finished a successful turkey shoot near the north rim of the Grand Canyon. As he refuels with coffee and a stack of pancakes at a local restaurant, Niermeyer says he used lead-free bullets for the first time.
As far as the way they shot and everything, it seemed like it was close enough to be the same for me.
Niermeyer says he's going to stick with steel, not just for the condors, but for his own health as well.
You know, I've thought about that in the past whenever you eat quail and you spit out the BBs on the plate. You know, I just kind of take it for granted that, granddaddy did it and his daddy before him, you know, so I never thought about it on a personal level. I figured it's probably okay as long as you spit them out.
Niermeyer is exactly the kind of hunter officials with the Arizona Game and Fish Department are targeting in their new program, Get the Lead Out. It's aimed at educating hunters about lead poisoning and how to properly dispose of carcasses and entrails, or what Kathy Sullivan calls gut piles. She's with the Arizona Game and Fish Department.
All these gut piles out in the field are, it's like caviar for the condors. It's easy food. Because the bottom line is, if we can just get the lead out of these gut piles, it's an opportunity for our Arizona hunters to save an endangered species, and they understand how significant that is.
As an incentive to hunt with conservation in mind, Sullivan says everyone who applies for a hunting permit in Arizona also receives a voucher for 2 boxes of lead-free ammo. In an initial survey of the program, Sullivan says 93% of hunters who tried the lead-free bullets thought they performed the same, if not better, than lead-based bullets.
The buzz is getting around. When we go to Sportsman's Expos to do our outreach efforts, hunters come up to say, yeah, I heard about that program. I used that ammunition.
And with deer hunting season right around the corner, it may be hunters who have the final word on the condor's survival. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.